It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. Being mayor of New York City is a tough job. There's a steady drumbeat of crises, constant scrutiny, and a vast workforce to manage. WNYC's Elizabeth Kim spoke with Mayor Eric Adams to find out more about what kind of manager he is.
As Brooklyn Borough President, Adams oversaw a staff of roughly 60 people. As mayor, he is executive-in-chief in charge of around 400,000 city workers. 2 weeks in, he's already facing a series of crises, from the Omicron surge and the reopening of public schools to the city's deadliest fire in decades. Adams says he's setting a different tone at City Hall.
We get on a Zoom call. We were dealing with a very stressful situation, a presentation. And I told everybody before we do the presentation, just stop for a moment and we're going to do a breathing exercise.
Like many of us, he starts his day by using technology.
I'm a big believer in Google Docs. I look at the Google Docs to determine yay, nay, I'm going to meet with them, or I'm going to have one of my deputy mayors meet with them.
While many politicians say they are good managers, experts say running a city is a whole different ballgame.
You really do need a managerial system.
John Mollenkopf is a political scientist at CUNY.
I think it can be done well in a variety of different ways, and that depends partly on the personality and the leadership style of the mayor.
When it comes to management skills, Michael Bloomberg, who founded a financial information company, is often the first New York City mayor that comes to mind.
Welcome to the bullpen.
The bullpen was an office arrangement reminiscent of trading floors, where Bloomberg sat surrounded by roughly 50 open cubicles. People who worked for him said the bullpen made the mayor both more visible and accessible while making them more accountable.
When Sean Donovan was running our housing program,
Stu Lozer was Bloomberg's press secretary.
He never entered City Hall for a meeting with anyone without knowing that morning's update on how many affordable housing apartments had been built or preserved, because he knew that there's a good chance he's going to run into Mike and the mayor's going to say to him, what's the number? How are we doing?
There's also the question of hiring the right people. Adams says he values one thing in particular, emotional intelligence. It's often defined as having self-awareness and knowing how to read the room to communicate effectively.
We are intentional about creating an atmosphere where we like each other, where we communicate, and it's a safe space.
At the same time, Adams is behind on hiring. So far, he's appointed roughly 24 people to key roles of advisors, deputy mayors, and commissioners. That's out of more than 100 top positions in city government. His appointments have also raised some ethical concerns. He's hired his younger brother, Bernard Adams, to oversee his security and appointed Philip Banks, a former police chief who was involved in a corruption scandal, as deputy mayor. Adams has defended the appointments, saying both men are qualified and that he trusts them. He says the city's Conflicts of Interest Board will make the final call on whether his brother can be hired. Mollenkopf says there's a real danger to hiring people you're close with.
It threatens to create a sense of favoritism, a narrowing of the band of information that the mayor will get. I think it's fine to have those people as kind of scouts and advisors, but they shouldn't be running major agencies.
Adams has already tried to project an image of a Zen leader in crisis. The mayor is big on mindfulness and meditation, which he says he practices every morning. But controversy is threatening to put an end to what was already expected to be a short honeymoon. Only time will tell whether emotional intelligence and breathing exercises will be enough to see the new mayor through the job. Elizabeth Kim, WNYC News.